Jer, right now we have a very special guest of the show and one of your favorites who wants to come on and wish you a fond farewell. Joining us now on the ticket hotline is our favorite octogenarian, Jesse the Usher.
Hello.
Hi, Jesse.
Hello.
Oh, you got me.
We got you. You got us?
Yeah, I got you. I can hear Craig, and I think I can hear George, but I can't hear Jeremy right now.
Oh.
Hello, Jesse.
Oh, there you are. Hey there, Jer. So good to hear your voice.
Good to hear from you.
Boy, I tell you, you really dropped a bomb on all of us when you announced this a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah, I was shocked to hear it. Of course, not as big as a bomb as I dropped on Nagasaki back in 1945.
Jesse, yeah.
But that was when we taught them Japanese a little lesson on respecting the locations of Ben Affleck movies. I think they finally got the message. I don't know.
I thought you were in the infantry. I didn't know you were an airman.
But I got to know Mr. Jeremy when he would attend various wrestling contest exhibitions that I would, be working the facility, and I would usher the hell out of him to the
always
seats.
Say hi to him, yeah.
Yeah, and watch him tastefully flip off the crowds, during the sport contest.
Yeah, that's a big thing there.
And, I really came to love Jeremy. Jeremy, I know that you're a young man, young enough to be my grandson, but how old are you?
I'm 48.
Great-grandson, old enough to be my great-grandson. Now, I know it's strange, but boy, young people are doing better than I am. You're retiring at 48.
That's pretty good.
I'm still working at 87. Well, what the hell? Tell me your secret here.
I guess I've made better life choices.
That both tickles and offends me, but... my secret to longevity is drinking 2 hydro flasks of water every day.
Okay.
All right.
Drink plenty of water. That and bathing in the blood of scared virgins.
Scared.
I find that keeps my skin taut.
Interesting.
And, of course, I have an endless supply of this stuff because I'm friends with a few Democrats. But anyway, let's get back to Jeff.
Okay. Dude.
If we could, I really hope that you enjoy your retirement. What are you going to do? You going to travel all 50 states? You going to learn a new hobby?
Yeah, I might get an RV and travel around the 50 states. And
start selling ProFlow. What you going to do?
Yeah, something like that, maybe Amway.
Yeah, that sounds good. Well,
ProFlow.
We're going to do a segment on the air here?
You're on the air right now, Jesse.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, then I'll go ahead and officially invite Jeremy to the Duran Show tonight at Dickie's.
Okay.
You're working that one, huh?
Come with me. No, I'm not working. I'm going to go see them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're my favorite. They were very popular when I was a teenager, so I'm going to go see him. And
you were not a teenager in the 80s.
Jay, you can come with me and sit next to me, and we'll try to pick up on some MILFs together.
Yeah, that sounds good.
While they're dancing to Hungry Like Some Wolves.
Yeah.
Just Hungry Like the
Wolves.
Very
exciting for you, Jer.
I'm thrilled.
It's an exclusive opportunity that you have, Jay. We head on out there, and if you don't want to go to the Duran, of course, I got lots of hookups and people that I know that work in the wrestling entertainment business.
There you go.
Yeah, wrestling tickets.
I can introduce you to Ric Flair or the Hulk's Hogan's or take you to the grave of Rowdy Roddy Piper, anything you want.
Indeed.
Wow. That's a tough one.
We can do that.
Sounds fun.
Of course, I think you already met the Hulk's Hogan's, didn't
you? Yes, I did, a few years ago. Yeah, we had him in studio.
Yeah, because I ushered him up there to the studio.
That's right. That was you.
Yeah, and that wasn't too long after he was rubbing that lotion on the back of his daughter's buttocks on that show that he had.
Let's try to forget about that.
Made everyone a little bit uncomfortable, but anyway, I just wanted to... wish you a happy, is it your birthday? What are we doing here?
No, Jared's leaving the ticket.
Right,
it's his last day. Yeah.
Now. Yeah. Wish you a happy retirement. And
thank you, Jesse.
I've just really appreciated working with you over the years. You always pulled up my phone call so well whenever
you did, yes.
I appear on the
you
show.
You certainly did.
So thank you for your service. And
all right, Jesse.
And okay, I'll let you go now.
Moving on along. No.
Okay, we're moving along. Great, keeping it going here.
Thanks, all Jesse. Right, love you.
You take care.
All right, bye-bye, we'll see you, now. Jesse. There
bye-bye.
He goes. Jesse the Usher.
Love you.
Bye-bye. You hang up first.